It's my bank's fault. Busy parents, if you didn't hear me, I said, it's my bank's fault. That is the number one excuse that I receive from tenants who are late on rent. And I'm going to tell you this concept I came up with to rebuttal that, that has proved 100% accuracy on collecting not only the late fees, which, by the way, if you're not collecting a daily late fee in addition to the initial late fee, you're missing out. You're missing out on an opportunity to earn a little more, but also have more tenants pay rent on time. But I can get into more on that later if you guys are interested. Let me know. But the number one excuse that I've heard, we started self-managing a couple years ago when we found out our property manager was stealing from us. And the number one excuse I've heard since then for tenants not being able to pay rent on time is, it's my bank's fault. Now, excuse me. Let's dive into this for a minute. We use Hemlane as our property management software. We use it for everything. It does from very beginning, from potential applicants, credit background screening, documents, it does everything. Rent collection. Favorite thing about it is we have our service pros listed in there, and they handle all initial communications for every maintenance request come in. If you're interested in learning a little bit more and you want me to do a little quick demo on how we're actually using it, just send me a text and we'll find a time. 205-249-0248 is my cell. But let's get back to this excuse. It's my bank's fault, right? I love it. I think it's hilarious because our leases state, hey, rent is due on the 1st. It's late by the 5th. And so on the 6th, late fees start accumulating, but it's my bank's fault, right? So that's the number one excuse. Here's how I've figured out how to rebuttal that, okay. Well, I understand banking can be a problem, right? I used to use PNC Bank, because they acquired, who was it? AmSouth. Horrible acquisition. I dropped them like a bad habit after I didn't have access to my accounts for 3 weeks. 3 weeks, no online access whatsoever, and first world problems, I know. But all of our business accounts, every single one of them, were at PNC Bank and or AmSouth, or what was it called? BBVA. BBVA. It was at BBVA. Been with them since they were AmSouth. PNC came along and they just screwed that up. And I was in that our local branch every day for 3 weeks. It got to be quite comical, but the moment I could, everything got transferred out of there. So I get that banks can be a problem, and I get that things don't work as always intended. So when a tenant will tell me, hey, it's my bank's fault, I simply say, I understand that banking can be a problem, and they have outages, and you can't get to your accounts. I understand that. So what I need you to do is have your bank submit on their letterhead that your rent proof of funds is basically a proof of funds letter, and saying that your account had whatever your rent is available in it. However, due to our banking error, we will that money was not accessible by you, right? By you as the tenant. And so that usually squashes that excuse right out the bat. Right? Because I tell them, look, if you can get this letter from me, we will waive whatever late fees that have accumulated since the 6th, right? And we will get rid of those. But I would encourage, and I encourage our tenants, I was like, look, if you think by chance that you're not going to get that letter from your bank, you need to go ahead and pay those late fees, because we require them to pay late fees before they can pay rent. Pay those late fees and get your rent paid. In the event your bank does issue you that letter, we can credit whatever you erroneously paid at that point in time to a future rent payment. And it'll be fine. So that's the way I handle it. I'm curious if this is helpful for you. I would love for you to leave us a rating, stars, we like the 5 stars. It's up to you, however how many you want to leave. But if you want to leave us a written review, that would be great as well. Let me know who you are, where you're from, and what you're focused on. Let me know if you're having trouble with this, or if you want to look or trouble with collecting rent with tenants. Be happy to show you how we're having over 100% success with HemLane. Give me a text. Send me a text. We'll find a time to chat. 205-249-0248.